Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go down to Homestead, south of Miami. You're going to fall into the Everglades down there. I've been to this race a few times. It's an awesome event. NASCAR's championship will be determined on Sunday. Dustin Longs with NBC Sports. He's covering the entire thing for us on CBS Sports Radio. How's it going, Dustin?
Hey, doing well, Scott. Standing here in Victory Lane here at Homestead Miami Speedway, where they have the Camping World Truck Series race this evening. Then we've got the Xfinity Series wrapping up tomorrow afternoon on NBCSN. As you mentioned, the Cup season ends Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern time on NBC with the final race of the season.
You know, this race has always been crazy. I think 13 of the last 14 times they had it, they had at least seven cautions. The last three races there had a final green flag stretch of seven laps or less. They've had overtime finishes at least three times. And then the driver that led the most down there has basically failed to win the last six times at Miami. It's always crazy, that race.
Yeah, it is. It's always a crazy race. And we certainly saw it in this race last year when, you know, it looked like Carl Edwards was on the way to winning the championship and, you know, and win the race and win the championship. And he was leading in the final laps and there was a caution. It went to a restart. And Joey Logano tried to pass him low. Carl went down to block to make contact, and Carl crashed. Joey Logano had damage. And all of a sudden, you know, what ended up happening was Jimmy Johnson, who of the four title contenders last year had probably the slowest of the slowest car of those four, and he ends up winning his record-tying seventh championship. So you never know what's going to happen at this track and at this race, especially in the final lap, because so much can change so quickly. And I think that's I think there's a lot of different storylines for Sunday's race. And, I think one of them is just what's going to happen in those final laps. How much will things change?
Dustin Long with us from NBC Sports down at Homestead. Let's talk a little bit about Dale Jr. for a second, walking away from the sport, but not really. I mean, he's still going to be heavily involved, but it's going to be strange, for fans. There isn't a guy alive, I think, that doesn't love Dale Earnhardt Jr. And I think that, honestly, he's the most beloved driver even amongst his peers. Even when he's, like, not having a great year in the past, he's still been the most popular driver. I've never seen anything like it. How tough is it to see him walk away from this at his age? For me, I think it's just stunning, like, that it's over. I can't believe he's done racing. Some of these guys drive till they're, like, 80.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I guess the way to compare it is, think about when LeBron James, when he retires, what it'll be like for all the LeBron James fans, or, you know, for somebody like a fan, going back a little further, going back to when Michael Jordan, retired the second time. But, you know, when he left the game and just what kind of an impact that was on fans, because, you know, you follow these guys in whatever sport, you know, obviously NASCAR, you know, following Dale Earnhardt Jr. throughout his whole career, or you follow athletes in other sports, and you know, if they've been in it for a long time, you certainly get attached to them, and you know, they almost become like part of the family, I guess, in a way. And so to not see them compete again is always a tough thing, no matter whether it's not seeing Dale Earnhardt Jr. run another Cup race after Sunday's race, or it's not seeing Michael Jordan play basketball again, or you know, Wayne Gretzky play hockey or something like that.
So tell everybody what he's going to do now.
Well, he's going to do. He's going to be on NBC. He's going to be on our broadcast as we do the last 20 races of the season. So he'll do he'll do those 20 races. So you'll see him on TV every week for the last 20 races of the Cup season next year. But he's also still a car owner in the Xfinity Series with Junior Motorsports. So he'll still be at the track for that. And obviously with tomorrow's Xfinity race, three of the four drivers eligible for the championship tomorrow are Junior Motorsports drivers. So Dale Jr. could be celebrating a championship tomorrow just as a car owner.
So, Dustin Long with us down at Homestead on CBS Sports Radio. So, tell me why, because you got Keselowski, Truex, the Jersey guy, Kyle Busch, and Kevin Harvick running. But how about, I mean, Kyle Busch flat out hates Brad Keselowski. And I actually think that's great for the sport that some of these guys can't stand each other.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, I think some people said that, you know, with everybody, you know, all these drivers have motorhomes. They all live in the same area. They have a spot for all the drivers to stay at the track, so they don't have to stay at hotels in a lot of places. But, you know, some people say that living in that motorhome, you know, 3-4 days a week at the track has kind of brought these drivers closer together, and maybe that's not a good thing. You know, there isn't anything wrong with having a rivalry, and certainly I think some people say that that NASCAR could use a good rivalry like it had in the 70s and 80s with some of the guys from back in that era. But you're right. You know, on the press conference on Thursday at South Beach, you know, Keselowski and Kyle Busch were both asked about the animosity toward each other, and, you know, Brad was very diplomatic about it. When it came Kyle's turn, he's like, hey, sometimes you just don't like a guy, and he just doesn't like them. And they've had their run-ins. I mean, this goes back to, like, you know, 2010 or so, where they've had run-ins at tracks and battling for position, battling for leads, battling for wins, and things like that. There is a long history there. And, you know, I don't see it rectifying anytime soon. And, yeah, if those two guys are racing for the win, for the championship and the final laps Sunday, who knows what's going to happen? And I think that's part of the excitement of the drama. You know, I think back to the 80s is like, you know, the Lakers and the Celtics. They didn't like each other, and that made those games great, where even if you weren't necessarily a fan of the Celtics or a fan of the Lakers, when those teams got together, you wanted to see what happened because you wanted to see what they were going to do to each other. It's just like that with Keselowski and Kyle Busch. If they get together, you know, you want to see what happens. You pay a little bit closer attention to the TV. You stay focused on it because you just don't know. I mean, obviously they're professionals. You wouldn't think that they're just going to out and out wreck each other. But you know, when you're battling for a win, you're not going to give the other guy an inch. And when that happens, there's contact, and you know, a lot of times somebody spins out and somebody's feelings get hurt, and then it just kind of carries on from there. So it's a great thing for the sport. I think a lot of people would like to see even more of those rivalries, but you've got to have a true rivalry, just like that Celtics Lakers in the 80s. I mean, those teams won. They had success. And, you know, you've got to have a couple guys that win a lot of races. And when you're racing against 39, 40 other competitors, that's tough to kind of have a couple different people dominate like that. But if you can have that, boy, it just adds a lot of spice to even more. It makes it even more exciting for the race.
Dustin Long down at Homestead covering the final weekend for NASCAR, their championship. I got to tell you that I think, you know, Kyle's a great driver, but I think more people actually at the end of the day hate his guts than what he thinks of Keselowski. I mean, honestly, there's a line going around the track of people that can't stand him. But you know what's funny? They may not like him, but that guy can flat out drive.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. And he doesn't care if you don't like him. You want to boo him, then he encourages you to boo a little louder. And, you know, I think it's one of a lot of these drivers have kind of unique celebrations after the race. And I think, you know, when he gets out of the car, does a bow to the crowd, I think it's just a great thing. And it's funny because you'll hear some fans cheer, but you will hear a lot of booing. And he'll play up to it, and he just loves it. And, you know, it was not an easy thing for him to accept early in his career, but he's learned to accept it, and he knows his place. And look, as long as he's winning and you want to boo him all you want, go ahead, because he's in victory lane and you're not. And better yet, he's in victory lane and your favorite driver isn't. So boo all you want, he just doesn't care. And that's, you know, that's one of the great things about sports. We always want to be able to root for somebody, and a lot of times it's fun to root against somebody. And, you know, Kyle Busch, for a lot of fans, is that driver. You know, even though he does have some fans, but as you're right, you know, a lot of times a lot more boos and cheers in the crowds for Kyle Busch.
I think Martin and Martin Truex and Harvick have had the best seasons.
Well, Martin Truex Jr. certainly has had the best season. 7 wins this year and 6 victories on mile-and-a-half tracks, and that's the size of Homestead Miami Speedway here, a mile-and-a-half track. So a lot of people look at Martin Truex Jr. as the favorite, you know, at least going into this weekend, you know, for as fast as he's been, as the success he's had all season. Kevin Harvick, as you said, has become more of a favorite here in the last few weeks. That team has really picked it up. I think about it, I guess, as you know, a team like in baseball maybe gets in on the wild card or maybe wins a weaker division, but then all of a sudden they just kind of pick things up and all of a sudden hit their stride, get that momentum in the playoffs and carry it on through to the World Series. I kind of liken Kevin Harvick to that. They had a good season during the regular season, and put in the playoffs, they've really kind of stepped up, especially the last 4 or 5 weeks, really a lot stronger. That, you know, he's a guy that I look at as being my pick to win the championship because of how strong they've been. Now, he didn't have a very good qualifying effort compared to the other guys. He'll start ninth. I mean, it's still not bad, but he's behind the other four title contenders. So, based on qualifying, he's got a little work to do, but they've got a couple practice sessions tomorrow, and then obviously the race on Sunday to work through those things. And qualifying is one thing, and race setup is a completely different thing. So we'll see what happens. But, yeah, I would certainly not overlook Kevin Harvick this weekend.
I was just down there last week. I love that race. I was in Miami. I have a place there. But I wish I was there this weekend. I've been to the race before many times. I think it's a great event.
Oh, it is. It's a fantastic event. But and there's just so much going on. If you think about, you know, for Sunday's race, and we've already talked about, you've got the four drivers racing for the championship. So in one sense, that would already be a big enough story. But now you've got Dale Earnhardt Jr. in his last Cup start, the final go around for Dale Jr. And then today with the news that Danica Patrick saying that this is her last season as a full time driver. So you know, her plans are only to run the Daytona 500 next year and the Indianapolis 500. So this is her next to last NASCAR race.
Right.
And you've got Matt Kenseth, a former champion who doesn't have a ride for next year and said a couple of weeks ago on my colleague Nate Ryan's NASCAR on NBC podcast that, you know, he was not expecting to race. It wasn't, you know, basically wasn't using the retirement word, but said basically he didn't have anything lined up and wasn't going to be racing next year unless something changed. So you're looking at, you know, the series in a sense. Saying goodbye to Dale Earnhardt Jr. on Sunday, potentially Matt Kenseth for good, and, you know, kind of a goodbye to Danica Patrick with only one more race left in her NASCAR career. And, oh, by the way, there's a championship battle to go on. So there's an incredible amount of things that really kind of enrich this race this weekend, and it'll make it fun to watch on NBC on Sunday.
Lots of emotion. It's going to be a crazy Sunday. I'll be watching. Hey, Dustin, great job, buddy. Enjoy the race. Have a good time in Miami this weekend.
Hey, if I'd known you had a place, man, I would have called you up and said, hey, how about renting from you instead of a motel, man?
How about that? I could have made some.
You got the party pass.
I could have made some money, Carver High. Unbelievable.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.